So a Washington State Supreme Court rules that the bar exam is no longer a requirement to practice law. And it cites the impact on marginalized groups for this ruling. Huh. Yeah. Let's get into it. No longer need to pass the bar. Did you pass the bar? No? Okay. All right. Let's get into it. Here we go. Washington State Supreme Court has ruled that the bar exam is no longer a requirement for prospective lawyers. On Friday, the Bar Licensure Task Force explained that the bar is minimally effective for ensuring competency. It's minimally, just that's a scooch. There's a little bit of ensuring competency there, but not a lot. And disproportionately, and this is the one, disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks marginalized groups from becoming practicing attorneys. How? Now, you know what their argument was? It was, okay, but you got to study a lot for this. So you got to maybe take some time off of work. Or you do it in the evenings and on the weekends after your job, like a lot of other lawyers do. This is just absurd. It's just wildly absurd. My state of Washington, is just absurd. Let's make that clear. And this is the second state to do this. Oregon has already done that, and that's going into effect in May. So why can't you pass the bar? Why aren't you able to pass the bar? That's racism. According to the spokesman review, after appointing the task force in 2020 to assess disproportionate impacts on examinees of color and first-generation examinees, the courts agreed to substitute the exam with experiential learning alternatives. So now you're going to have a whole bunch of lawyers, and they're going to try and maybe cap it to 5%. Those are some things that are being thrown out there because they want to kind of study how this goes. All right. So these people who can't pass the bar already, right off the bat, they're a step behind the others that can, right? So already you've got an inferior attorney. He's an inferior attorney. There's just no other way. They can't pass the bar. Others can. Okay. So there's something in their skill set that doesn't allow them. Either didn't put in the work, which means down the road, you've got an inferior attorney, period. Because you want to hire the guy to represent you or gal, that woman to represent you that can pass the bar or not. Yeah, I'll take the discount one for 50% off. Yeah, that'll do. You know, this isn't the grocery store. It's not Costco. Oh, it's a sale? Okay, that'd be good. I mean, you know, they're all about the same. If your attorney can't pass the bar and went in under this, then yeah, that's up to you as a client to hire the person, right? The task force was made up of over 50 groups of representatives and examined the character and fitness process for lawyer licensure. Well, so then why did we have the bar exam in place for so long? It's literally to set the bar. Right? Set a level of competency. You only want good, competent people practicing law, because otherwise any monkey could go ahead and, you know, get into the system. It took me 14 tries and I still didn't pass the bar, but here I am. Here I am practicing law. Although students have historically interned under another lawyer, becoming attorneys, they still had to pass the bar. I'm okay with different ways of getting your hours and getting your experience and whatever in that makes sense. I don't have a problem with that. But when you are basically literally taking the bar and reducing it because some people can't study, they're not disciplined, they don't have the smarts, whatever it might be, there's a reason that you only want the cream of the crop. But that's not what we're doing, because apparently it's, you know, racist. Even though there's no data that shows, you know, the racism. Under the new guidelines, lawyers can forego the bar, first administered in Delaware in 1783. So we've been doing this since 1783, and now in 2024, don't need it. It's no good. Racist. Yeah, let's move on. So additionally, students must complete a minimum of 3 hours of legal work per week. Three whole hours? I mean, is that like, you know, can you go 2 hours and 45 minutes and then just round up? Can you do that? Is that okay? And 12 skill credits as licensed legal interns. I don't even know what that means, but it sounds weak. It sounds poor. This whole thing sounds poor. garnering up to 500 hours of law experience before graduation to complete their portfolios. The eligibility to become a licensed law practitioner will also extend to law clerks, even if they haven't finished law school, by completing 500 hours of work as a licensed legal intern and completing standardized educational materials. We're dropping those standards. That's what we're doing because they've been deemed racist. And yet, you're going to end up with a whole bunch of attorneys who are just inferior because they can't get the work done. They can't get the job done from the standpoint of having the discipline and whatever it takes to pass that bar. Because guaranteed, there are some minorities that are passing the bar, right? There are. But it disproportionately impacts. Yeah, that's just a nice way of saying, well, we just don't want this in place anymore. We want to make it easier and friendlier for everybody just to be able to practice law. Sure, it'll work out fine. It'll be good. Yeah, we've been down that road before, haven't we? Yeah, how's that end up? Typically not great. Yeah, Washington is not the first state to offer substitutes for the bar exam. Oregon similarly approved an alternate licensing program in November of last year that will come into effect in May. That's great. So you've got a whole bunch of different ways that you can, you know, basically become an attorney, but now no bar needed. Washington State, what do you say? All right, I'm going to read article number 2. This is from Jason Rantz. The Supreme Court declares Washington State bar exam racist because ... equity. What? Yeah. And that's the point. It's like, what? Okay. Well, let's just, you know, don't have to take a test to graduate from high school. You know, don't have to take the bar. You know, pretty soon we won't have to have testing for life for real estate agents. You don't have to do testing to become an engineer. You have buildings that are just being built crooked. You know, become a cop. 2 or 3 days trailing another cop who's been a cop for, you know, at least a minimum of a year. That's all you need. Get out there, junior, and go fight crime. You know what I mean? How much more of this are we going to take? How much more of this is going to enter society? Probably a lot because of equity. Meanwhile, in Florida, they're trying to ban all the DEI stuff. Ban it. We're not doing that. Ban it. Then we've got the whole, right now, we've got the whole Supreme Court in Texas versus the Biden administration. That's just kind of going back and forth. All right, SB4 is a go. Okay, it's on hold. All right, SB4 is a go again. And that's just the law that Texas can basically enforce its own borders, take it away from the feds because the feds aren't protecting the borders. So they've created their own SB4, which allows them to arrest and basically handle however they see fit according to their laws, illegal immigrants just streaming across the border. And so there's been this, it's a go, no, and it's an appeals court. And so, you know, Supreme Court's making rulings. You got all kinds of, you know, legal back and forth. But let's get back to our not needing to take the bar exam to become an attorney. Washington State Supreme Court decided the bar exam is no longer required to become a lawyer in the state. The reason the bar exam is racist, which they say disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks historically marginalized groups from entering the practice of law. How does it do that, though? How does it do that? How can you prove to me that it has done that? These people just, they can't pass a test. They can't pass the damn test. So that's kind of on them, isn't it? I mean, so we're just going to, they're not smart enough to get it done. They haven't put enough time. They haven't done enough whatever. Because this makes no sense to me. But most of this stuff doesn't, this whole DEI ridiculousness. At the height of the extremist Black Lives Matter movement, the court appointed the Bar Licensure Task Force to provide alternative ways to earn a law license. As they were trained to do, they found the Washington State Bar Exam disproportionately and unnecessarily blocks marginalized groups from becoming attorneys. They claimed the exam is, at best, minimally effective. Since 1783, it's just been minimally effective. Well, why have we been doing it at all then? I mean, because everybody knows it sets a standard. You only want people practicing law that can pass the bar. It's so basic. Accepting the recommendation to ditch the mandatory bar exam, the Supreme Court, Washington State Supreme Court, accepted new alternate ways to become a lawyer in the state. But the process to get this point is important. The viewpoints of task force members, along with their conclusions, are as radical as you would imagine. It's Washington State. That's just what's going to happen. And this move does a disservice to the very clients the court says it wants to help the most. That is critical to me, because so many of these things that we've got going on in society, they come back to bite the people in the ass that they're meant to protect, right? Defund the police. Great example. All right. How's it going in the hood, right? You got more protection now or less? Way less, right? Okay. How's that working out for you? Has shootings gone up or have they gone down? Did the criminals put their guns away? Did the gang members put their guns away just because there's fewer cops in your community? No, would be the answer to that. So, next section, how is the Washington State bar exam racist? I mean, that to me is like, yeah. Task force members declared the bar exam racist and classist because of how it's written and the impact they think it has on who becomes a lawyer. Let me read that again. The bar exam is racist and classist because of how it's written and the impact they think it has on who becomes a lawyer. I'm sorry, that sounds like some nonsense. That sounds like just nonsense. They criticize the entire process of becoming a lawyer as a dam, rather hastily built, that holds back more water than it should. Let the dam go. No test for anything anymore. Just no test for any doctors. Hey, watch a few YouTube videos. It'll be fine. You're going to go in and get your hysterectomy from a doctor who's, you know, had 3 solid months of, you know, somewhat training. Yeah, I've done a couple. They worked out okay. I mean, I wouldn't give them a 5-star rating. I'd give them a 4-star rating. But yeah, mostly get the job done. He'll mostly take out what he needs to from you. I mean, you want to deal with that? No, thanks. No, thanks. So standards for professions that are critical in society, those should be held higher, not lower. Higher, not lower. The bar exam is a way to regulate the profession, and it keeps going back to an intention to exclude historically excluded groups. Yeah, but if everybody has to take the test, it'd be like saying, yeah, you know what? White people, you don't have to take the test. Other groups, you do. Now, that would be wildly racist. When everybody's taking the same damn test and they have the same opportunity to prepare, to learn, you know, there's a lot of people that have passed the bar exam that probably were given a 0% chance given their upbringing and their childhood. Yeah, that guy, a lawyer, that guy isn't getting out of this neighborhood. There's a lot of that out there where people scratched and fought and they made it and they made something of themselves. And now we're going the opposite way. Bar exam, we don't need it. It'll be fine. This'll be good. Oddish went on to claim that the bar exam generally measures privilege more so than the competency to study law. I'm sorry, what? Measures privilege? Because there's a lot of lawyers out there who come from non-privileged backgrounds. So I call BS to that, because it's easy for wealthy people to take time off of work to study for it. Not everybody is wealthy that has become an attorney, and not everybody that is an attorney is now wealthy. Those are two kind of concepts I know that might be hard to wrap around some liberals' minds, but that's where we sit. So the task force concluded in their summary findings that the bar exam and costs and time to study reinforce historical inequities in our profession. It's literally a head scratcher. You're just going to reduce the standards and go, this will be fine. Everybody can be an attorney now. I mean, you know, you literally go to the, doctors. I mean, yeah, I mean, maybe you could study on the weekend and twice a year. We'll do a little bit of a group surgery. And if you guys get an 80% score, we'll make you doctors. It'll all be good. You can start handing out those prescription drugs. We know you want to do that. Even though they declare the bar exam racist, they do not think it should be abandoned. Instead, it can be offered as an option, but they do think it should be easier to pass. Why? Why is that? Why would you want to make it easier? It's too hard. It's like they're talking about reducing standards for policing. I get it. You need more cops in there, but do you want cops that can't meet the physical standard? You want cops that can't meet the minimum standards that, you know, used to make it an honorable profession? No, to me, you don't. But I get it. You want to get more people in there. But then by reducing those standards, you've got an inferior product, period. Because you've got people who can't do the basics, which is what it takes to just get into the profession. Once they're in the profession, they recommended cutting the minimum cut score to pass down to 266 because the average test scores are 267. That's like let's make an A anywhere from this score to this score because, you know, historically those have been a lot of B's in there. So, you know, in order to get an A, now you don't need that really high score. We've re-engineered the whole scoring system in our tests here at this university. Everybody gets an A. It's kind of like that, right? It's pass or fail, right? And yet they're not giving out any fails. They're just giving out passes. So to me, it's mind-boggling. But you know, a lot of what goes on here in Washington State, yeah, we get what we pay for. We get what we pay for. And that's just shenanigans. Shenanigans for days. To be admitted to the bar, one must show high moral character and fitness in addition to passing the bar exam. But the task force members think that this has a detrimental impact on vulnerable communities. High moral character. Let's drop that. I mean, moral character, no need. You can be a rapist, criminal, convict. It's all good. Go get your law license on the weekend. Don't pass a bar. Yeah, that'll be fine. I mean, I don't see any issues with that. Do you? I mean, guy's only got 14 criminal convictions, 6 felonies, 17 gross misdemeanors. He's mostly, you know, he's very familiar with the law. Very familiar. On the wrong side. Focusing on morality and professionalism, they argue, are often euphemisms for discrimination. Being on time is also part of white privilege, apparently. Yeah. I mean, you got this whole laundry list of just ridiculousness. So morality, so immoral is then a euphemism for who? I mean, we're identifying who? Or, you know, unprofessionalism. That would be a euphemism for what? What side are we? Because if professionalism is discrimination, then the opposite would be, yeah, see where I'm going there. Task force members complain that professionalism is recognized as a standard historically and arbitrarily defined by proximity to wealth, whiteness, and masculinity. Okay. All right. I'm hearing what you're saying, but to go from here to there, there's a massive disconnect there. Massive disconnect. And just because there's a disconnect doesn't mean that this should be, you know, enforced. No bar exam needed. They imply that this standard is part of the systems of oppressions plaguing the legal system. Okay. What? So no bar exam. So you're going to make it worse. You're not going to make it better. You're not going to make it more challenging and a higher caliber of people to get into the profession. You're going to bring it down. I guess, you know, in the down under, that makes sense, right? Where everything's opposite. It's opposite day, right? It's opposite day. We go to work on the weekends and we take the whole week off, something like that, right? I mean, does that sound good to you? And criminals shouldn't be automatically punished during the process. They recommend that if a would-be lawyer hasn't committed a crime within 5 years, they should be allowed entry into the bar. They complain that the criminal system is plagued by racism and discrimination that severely disadvantages already disenfranchised populations. So let's just let everybody be whatever they want to be. No tests needed. No criteria needed. No, you know, we don't need any of that. We just, you know, do what you want to do. Become who you want to become. Get whatever license you want to. You know what? Just get a little piece of paper and say attorney at law on it. I mean, call it good. Let's just really bring down the barriers of entry to the law profession. If you've read one legal, if you've read a John Grisham book, you can become an attorney. And then you just print out your own little card and then you hand that out to people. Oh, attorney at law. Did you pass the bar exam? Don't need to. Washington State. We're all good. Which John Gresham book did you read? Did you read The Painted House? Oh, that was a good one. Was that John Gresham? I think it was. Great, great book. I love John Gresham books. I wanted to be an attorney before I got into this whole real estate deal by default through family and companies and whatnot. I wanted to be an attorney. So, you know, the fact that we're going the wrong direction on a profession that I was looking at, I would have gotten a degree in either probably business or I had a bunch of prerequisites for business to get a bachelor's in business. Or political science. I had a whole bunch of political science classes. Didn't graduate, so it's all irrelevant. And now here I am talking to you. So I don't think there's too much more. Jason Rance just goes on to absolutely kind of ream out this all this just absolute ridiculousness. So here's a good quote. "I'm not opposed to having alternative methods for people to seek admission to the practice of law," Lamb said. "We already have ways that you can study under a lawyer and take classes. You can be a real life intern or in law school. But I think the entire premise behind this is very odd. It seems to be something that misidentifies the problem and then applies an appropriate, inappropriate solution to the problem that they sort of misdiagnosed, in my view." Absolutely. It does go on to say, though, lawyers who take the bar exam will likely have an advantage in finding work over those who seek alternative ways to be admitted to the bar. I would think so. But when's the last time, I was thinking about this, when's the last time you hired an attorney, and hopefully you haven't hired one in a long time, because they are expensive. When's the last time you've hired an attorney and said, "Hey, I've just got one final question for you. One final question. Did you pass the bar?" Well, here in Washington State and in Oregon, that might become a very relevant question, because then you've got the A squad and you've got the B squad. Do you really want your attorney handling legal matters that was on the B squad? They weren't a starter. They came in when the game was already over. Or maybe somebody got hurt. Yeah, really, that guy can't shoot a jumper, and man, he can't pass, and his defense is awful. But he is 6'7", so let's roll him in. Let's have him take Jimmy's place. It's all we got. He didn't pass the bar, but hey, you know what? He'll get 3/4 of what you need done. He might not win the case for you, but you know what? We're giving him a real chance to learn some law in a real life setting. You don't mind that on your case, do you? I mean, yeah, he didn't pass the bar. So, you know, guy's got to practice law on somebody. It might as well be you. And what kind of pitch would that be? Yeah. "Did you pass the bar?" "No, I didn't. I couldn't get it studying done. Partying too much. I couldn't figure it out. Couldn't work it out." Because there's plenty of people who aren't white, plenty of people that aren't wealthy, that manage somehow, despite all of this racism and whatnot, to get the job done. And they are out there practicing law today. Yeah, those people are going to be pissed. "You're doing what? I had to do what? And now I wouldn't have to do that? I've already got my law license and you're doing what? No longer requiring the bar? That is BS." I mean, what else would they say? "Oh yeah, that's fair. I mean, it was a pretty hard test anyway, taking that bar. So I don't really blame you for, you know, just letting that one go." Yeah, I mean, bring them all in. Bring in competitors that, you know, aren't as good as I am, because I was able to actually pass the bar and go down that road. Yeah, this is nuts. This is nuts. This is policy that to me doesn't make any sense. We're going to do it anyway. It's a social experiment. Let's do it anyway. Let's get some more attorneys up in here. It's kind of like when, you know, you want to, in Seattle, they went through a process where they're trying to hand out weed licenses, And some of their criteria was, well, if you came from a family where somebody in your family was incarcerated, we'd like to give you a license. If you yourself have been incarcerated, you get extra points for that. If you've been incarcerated for a marijuana offense, you know, we're going to move you up in the rankings. If you've never owned a home, if you have terrible credit, you know, we're going to right to the top of the list, because we want to serve the underserved. So then you've just got a bunch of lunkheads that can't manage their lives or probably on drugs. And those are the people that you're handing the weed licenses to. Does that make any sense to you at all? Because now you're those people who are disadvantaged because, yeah, they're doing drugs all day long. They're going to benefit from it. Here's a weed license. I mean, you know, the criteria for which these people qualify is so shocking because it's all on the negative backside. You're not giving credit to people with good credit, not giving credit to people who have hustled to make money that actually have reserves. No credit? You go into ownership of a weed store with no credit? How are you going to borrow any money? You just, this is a Seattle thing, you know, that's just so bonkers. But, you know, now we've got Washington, now we've got Oregon. I mean, you want to make sure that, you know, your attorney either practices law in Washington or Oregon, because, you know, they don't have to pass the bar, so they're going to be better. Yeah, right? Makes no sense. Yet, living here in Washington, the way I view it, I got podcasts for days. That's what we're doing. All right. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks so much for being part of this podcast. Love to have you as a subscriber. Hit that notification bell, hit the like button, all that jazz, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.